The state spending plan for next year is expected to total nearly $68 billion. It is balanced by, among other things, privatizing South Florida prisons and reducing per-student spending in public schools by $540. Senator David Simmons said districts can make up some of that shortfall through savings produced by requiring teachers to pay 3% of their salary into their pensions. He concedes it's a teacher's pay cut.
I'm not happy with that. It's the kind of thing that you have to just face up and say, how do you go ahead and balance a budget? And that was a part of the balancing of the budget.
Budget negotiations are now in the hands of the Senate President and House Speaker. They need to conclude sometime Monday for lawmakers to meet a Friday deadline to end the 2011 legislative session. For Florida Public Radio, I'm James Call in Tallahassee.